Hello, today is October 29th, and you're listening to Transparency from Aim High Academy of Martial Arts and the Aim High Foundation. And today I am sitting down with Miss Samantha McWilliams. Oh, she's smiling right now. She's got married. Who just received her third degree black belt. She is our outreach and activities coordinator, director, supervisor, manager extraordinaire. And I had asked, Samantha, I had asked you to come in here and talk a little bit about our haunted masquerade and kind of fill people in. This is our first annual one, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And tell us a little bit about it. What is it? Who should go to it? What will they experience? And what makes it amazing?
Well, the first annual Aim High Haunted Masquerade is going to be held this Friday, October 31st. We got lucky this year. It's actually on Halloween, so that's pretty exciting. The event's going to run from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's going to involve a haunted house. There's going to be a dance floor with lights and music, and all the kiddos that come in are going to get a glow stick that they can kind of go dance with and boogie with. There's going to be carnival games. We have 12 different carnival games lined up right now. Each carnival game, there's going to be candy as prizes. So they're going to come in and get to do a little bit of trick-or-treating through throwing things and trying to throw a ring around Bob, who's one of our our mannequins on the floor that we like to beat up. We're going to put a mask on Bob, and we're going to try and hoop him to fight evil. And you're going to get candy for that. So
you might have to tell the staff members that they're only allowed to play once, because there's going to be a big line of little five-year-olds wanting to get in on that.
Yes, sir. So the event is geared towards children. However, we do want parents to come with their kids to this event, because it's going to be kind of crazy. There's going to be a lot of little ones running around. So it is not a drop off your kids and go run an errand type thing. It is a family event. However, we are only charging for the children, and the activities are geared towards the children for them to have a good time on Halloween.
Okay. And how much are we charging?
Well, we are asking for a $10 suggested donation per child. For families with three or more children, we are doing a family rate of $25 total. So if you have three or four kids, then you can come and enjoy the fun for $25.
That's great. You know, most of the kids who do participate are in a bigger family, so that should save them a lot of money having a little discount.
Oh, yeah. We wanted it to be something that parents could come to if they had a larger family. That way they can all enjoy the fun together.
You know, another benefit is that it is a requested donation, so it is tax deductible.
Yes, sir.
Donation for the charity. That's great. I was just checking the weather forecast, and it looks like it's going to be wet on Friday. It looks like it's going to be coming down. Is that what you saw, too?
Well, sir, I haven't checked for a couple days, but last time I did, I saw rain throughout the week. So it looks like it probably will be raining on Halloween this year, which is kind of a bummer. But, you know, now we have this great event for kids to come and enjoy. And if the weather turns out okay, I would suggest still coming to the event, because it's something that you can come in and spend an hour and then go do trick-or-treating. Or you can do trick-or-treating first and then come in and enjoy the event. So you don't have to stay the full 3 hours. It's a come-and-go-as-you-please type event.
That's fantastic. Now, you have it on the poster that's the first annual. What is your expectation of this event?
Well, I'm hoping to get about 150 children coming into the event throughout the 3 hours. Hopefully, you know, it won't necessarily be a big rush of 150 all at once. But ideally, we'd get about 150 people, children, to come in, and as well as their parents, to come enjoy the festivities.
And then we'll continue this again next year and the year after, and it'll be a safe trick-or-treat zone.
Yes, sir. So the plan is to have one every year. It won't always fall on Halloween, depending on when Halloween is. It will probably try and make it on a Friday or a Saturday close to Halloween, just because that's usually a time when people can stay out a bit later. So,
now, do you have any volunteers that are helping on this? Do you have any needs that people who are listening might be able to help out with?
We do still need some volunteers. We have about 15 volunteers lined up who are going to be there during the event to help run the carnival games and the haunted house and the dance floor, pass out pizza. That's one more thing to include, is that there will be pizza that's part of the admission. So anybody who comes in and feels hungry, they can grab a slice of pizza and fill their bellies. So
The Ninja Turtles would say that they would swear by pizza. They would say that is the spinach of today's generation.
Well, we may get some pizza that has spinach on it. I'm not sure. One of the moms is ordering.
Oh,
so
I think that we're getting that. Are we getting that at a discount for as being a charity too? Do you know?
Yes, sir. Actually, I would say that 95% of our supplies for this event have been donated by local businesses. We got gift cards from Safeway and Home Depot, Costco. Bales Thriftway donated some items. So we had a ton of local area businesses that are supporting this event because it is a fundraiser and it does support our scholarship program. And that's why the volunteers are so important, because we really need those volunteers to help come in and run things so that there's not a payroll expense associated with this fundraiser.
Tell us a little bit about the scholarship program. Who does that benefit and why is it important?
Well, the scholarship program here at AIM High serves, I think the last time I checked, it was around 85 people, I believe. And that's quite a few students, considering our student count right now is about 600. So that's a good number of our students that are on scholarship or tuition assistance. And that's either discounted tuition or full scholarships where they don't pay anything to come in and train in martial arts. And the reason why it's so important that we do that is because the benefits of martial arts are so positive in people's lives. We actually just ran a survey recently, and some of the preliminary reports say that people experience, I believe, like a 70% increase in self-esteem and confidence when they do martial arts. So it's pretty awesome.
Changing lives where other ways these students wouldn't be able to benefit from the positive impact through martial arts. And doing these events, it all adds up. The kickathons, breakathons, the AIM High Classic, that is an amazing event. And now with the Haunted Masquerade, it's going to be an annual Halloween event that AIM High puts on. It's a fundraiser, but it's also a fun time. You get dinner, you get a safe place for the family to be. There's going to be carnival games. Did you say a haunted house?
Yes, sir.
Are we having Master Caldwell as one of the ghouls in that haunted house?
Master Caldwell is the master architect for the haunted house.
That's why he was counting the tiles in the ceiling. He had a plan. He's got a plan.
Yes, sir.
A great safe place, doing great things. If you can volunteer, please contact Samantha. Email events@aimhighma.org. She's shaking her head because she doesn't like the name events in there, but that's what's working right now. You can also email Samantha@aimhighma.org, or you can email info@aimhighma.org. Either way, your volunteer application will be shot your way, and we greatly appreciate it. Other ways you can help is just show up, support the event. You do not need to be an AIM High member to come to this event. It's for the community. It is a recommended donation, so you won't be turned away if you can't afford it. And we look forward to being scared on Halloween on Friday. What are you dressing up as?
I will be a witch, sir.
It's going to take a lot of makeup to pull that one off. I think I want to be Darth Maul. Think I might be Darth Maul. Mm. It's because I have a costume already.
Yes, sir.
What is there anything else you'd like to talk about with the Haunted Masquerade?
No, I think we pretty much covered everything. I'm pretty excited.
One more time, it's from 4 to 7, is that right?
It's from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on this Friday, October 31st.
And people can come and go as they please.
Yes, sir.
That's fantastic. All right, thank you so much for listening. This is Dan Sickens and Samantha McWilliams with the AIM High Academy of Martial Arts, the AIM High Foundation. This is Transparency.